G'day everyone, Ian Cameron here. On all good social networks, just thought I'd take a bit of a detour with these audio mows for today and expouse to you a little bit of a philosophy that I've developed over the years, a bit of an attitude to how to deal with confrontation. Well, not so much confrontation, but possible confrontation. A few years ago, as an example, I was travelling with a group of friends, and a friend and I went out and had a bit of a night. And we had a lovely night, and at the end of it, we went back to his room, and we were staying in a building where there were several rooms, and our other friends were staying in other rooms. And we had a couple of drinks. Now, we weren't being what I'd call raucous, but we were talking at normal conversational level. And eventually, the next morning, we heard that one of our friends was not pleased. He had spoken to his wife during the night and bitched and complained about the racket that we made. Now, like I said, it was just we're mature people. We weren't having a complete knees up. We were just having a general conversation. But, you know, he was however he was. So it was one of those situations like, oh, God, how do you deal with this? You know, he's a friend. Is he going to give us a hard time? Are we going to have a confrontation? How do we deal with it? And this is something I've learnt over the years. I hope you don't mind the sound of the birds chirping there. I just happened to be going under a tree and there's a few noisy miners being noisy, as they tend to do. Anyway, the next morning I thought, okay, how are we going to deal with this? Because, you know, he's a mate. I don't want to have a barney with him about it. But at the same time, you know, I don't want it to sort of get out of hand. So I did what I've learnt the lesson to do. And this is how I tend to deal with possible confrontation. As soon as he arrived, I stepped onto the front foot and I apologised. And I just said, sorry about that. Yeah, I hope we didn't disturb you last night. And because I was overt in apologising, because I was overt in taking the front foot, he immediately backed down. Now, if I'm sure, knowing his personality, that if I had let it sit, he would have either simmered on it and got shittier and shittier, or he might have actually said something that he might have regretted saying later. But because I was on the front foot and basically apologised for the possibility that we may have done something that upset him. So I wasn't exactly saying that we screwed up. I was just saying that I'm sorry that you were disturbed. He immediately said, I just had a bad night last night. And he basically also, in a way, compensated for my apology by apologising also and completely disarming the situation. I personally find that the best way, you know, just put my ego off to one side and just take a chill pill. And I find that just about always resolves problems. At least it pulls the heat out of the situation. Over the weekend, and this is the reason I bring this little story up, I've had one of these sort of situations crop up in my life where it was probably the other person's role to actually come to me, and they didn't. And I know why he didn't do it. He didn't come to me because he's one of these people who is awkwardly defensive, if you know what I mean. Always on the back foot, always apologising, always feeling awkward and not wanting to rock the boat. Basically scared. Basically a coward. And he didn't want to confront me with something that could be a little bit awkward. The story I'd mentioned to you earlier is exactly one of those situations where it'd be very, very easy not to broach the topic because, you know, of fear of what might eventuate from it. Well, like I said, over the weekend, this person didn't broach the topic with me, and what's unfolded is a situation where things have had to be dealt with, and they'll continue to go through the process over the next little while. It's not going to be a huge schmozzle or anything. It's just awkward, and it's just one of those situations. If only he had have had a little bit of courage to approach me initially and say, this is a situation, can we remedy it? I would have been more than happy to solve the situation. as it's turned out, what it's done is it's cost me a few hundred dollars. That was completely unnecessary, and it will probably create a little bit of bad will between us. And that's such a shame, because at the end of the day, you know, the money's forgotten fairly quickly, but the bad will isn't. And I think human relationships are more important. And when everybody can put their ego away, respect each other, suck it up, and approach situations that are sometimes awkward, but, you know, that's the way it is with human relationships, things generally work out far, far better. And I found being open to a conversation works supremely well in the vast majority of situations, rather than taking the easy way out. It might be easy in the short term, but it often costs a great deal more in the long term. Just a little bit of philosophy from my own life. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.